Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back again all day today, all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow. Our incredible fun. We hope you enjoy them. Interviews from Berlin, Germany and IFA. Lots of excitement going on, a lot of things to share with you. And in our 23 years on the air, this is always one of our most favorite remote broadcasts. Our 17th year here at IFA. So much to cover. So do stay tuned. Don't miss a minute of the program. And all of the radio interviews are also on video. So we invite you, especially if you're driving, don't worry about looking at your radio. Or if you're out jogging or just otherwise not near a computer, then by all means, come by intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure and see the videos of all of the cool radio interviews that we're doing here at IFA. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com. By the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3. For all kinds of creative professionals, visit OWCDigital.com. And by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. There's a really cool French startups area here at IFA, right in the IFA Next, which is where we're located here at the broadcast and in the IFA Hall. So Le French Tech is an organization that puts together a lot of French companies that are making some really cool tech. And our next guest is doing just that. End-to-end embedded voice recognition for connected devices. And you're thinking, oh, that sounds cool. You haven't seen anything or heard anything yet. So check this out. Our guest is with us from a company called Snips, and she is the Global Communications Director, Jenya Shapova. Welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great to meet you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us as well. And you're just kind of right around the corner from our broadcast center.
Yes.
And getting a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
you have something very unique. You have the ability to tell your coffee machine to turn on and make me a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And actually any other device that you can imagine.
It's so just that you happen to bring a coffee maker.
Yeah.
This poor young lady has carried over this coffee maker that is amazing and huge, to show us how the Snips technology is working. First of all, tell me a little bit about the company. How long has the company been around, and what are the kinds of things you're doing? And then we'll demo this thing.
Absolutely. So we are Snips AI. We are based in Paris. We exist since 2013. In the beginning, it was more like a research lab with three co-founders doing different experiments in artificial intelligence. And a couple of years ago, we started to do a lot of R&D and started to work on the product that we now offer to the market. So it's a voice platform for connected devices.
Uh-huh.
We do software. We are a B2B company. Basically, we work with original equipment manufacturers, producers of any devices you can imagine, starting from coffee machines to connected vehicles to other devices, and we are able to add voice to your device, basically make it intelligent.
So anything that you might operate, you're actually saying we can add voice controls
so basically
to make them operate.
What we do, we add voice is the most natural human-machine interface. So we replace buttons, remote controls with voice. Mm-hmm. And the specific of our technology is that we do not use cloud or internet connection to process your voice. So basically everything stays on the device that you are talking to. And this actually means a bunch of things. So first of all, since we do not collect, we do not send, we do not sell any data, there is no problem of data breaches.
Right. So that especially makes the EU happy.
We are coming to that. The second thing is also super important. We are not dependent on the internet, which means when the internet is off or there are some places where you cannot have internet at all,
right,
that means that your device will still work. And the third thing, yeah, you were right. So there is this GDPR regulation that has been in Europe since late May. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is the thing that regulates the way companies treat people's personal data. I'm sure it's the data protection and data privacy is even more important now for the US as well, after all these Facebook, Cambridge Analytica issues, etc. So we are GDPR compliant, I would say, by definition.
Yeah, exactly. And with more and more opportunities to do anything, voice control, it seems limitless.
If you have
the ability to control anything, then you can use
the SNPs
technology.
It's natural. It's natural. It's actually even, it removes the limits for people who do not necessarily know how to use these or that device.
Yeah.
It just opens opportunities for numerous people who would like to use the technology but do not know how to do that.
So, for example, the coffee machine.
Yeah,
that
so
you,
I brought
the heavy machine that you carried over to the broadcast.
The heavy machine. There is this little computer. It's called Raspberry Pi.
Of course.
This is the, basically, we did it on purpose just to show how it actually works. We didn't hide it inside. Would you guys fancy for some coffee?
Sure. I'm not a coffee drinker, but everybody else is. But let's assume I am.
Yeah.
How do I tell it to do?
So actually, there is a mic that you are talking to. First of all, you need to wake the machine up because it's kind of asleep.
Yeah.
We use a simple wake word. Hey, Snips. You see it works. Then you ask for, can you make me a coffee, please?
And so you see some LEDs flashing on the Raspberry Pi, and then she just simply said, "Can you make me some coffee, please?" And I hear the machine doing some rumbling and making its coffee begin to happen.
Yep.
And then in a few moments, no doubt, some coffee will be coming out. And you even brought sugar and stirrers.
Yeah,
and
just because you guys, if you
check
want some
out.
Sugar, yeah. So there is coffee.
All done. You didn't touch the machine at all. All done by your voice.
I didn't.
And this is the cool technology. No wonder you're showing something unique like this. And perhaps our other guests, we've got Mr. Mobile coming up. We have other folks waiting in the background. Perhaps they would all love, it smells delicious. I love the smell of fresh brewed coffee. I'm just not a coffee drinker. And this is a classic example of how you did it so easily without with no problem. And someone like me who would come up
to
this machine.
Go.
Yeah, she's offering it to you, Chris. Would you like a cup of coffee there? That's amazing.
This is for our operator.
So see, that is good for me because I don't know how to make coffee. I don't drink it. So I could just come up and ask Snips to make the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does it.
And you do not have to figure out which buttons you have to.
Yeah, right, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. Now, how detailed can you get? Can you say, make me a coffee with cream and two sugars or something of that nature?
Yes, it depends on each use case. So
that's true.
The
machine. Is it capable of dispensing cream and sugar?
Yeah. So let's say we work with a coffee machine producer.
Right.
So we meet them and they explain to us what kind of machines they have, what kind of capabilities they want to control via voice. And we develop, with our linguists, we develop data. It's an algorithm actually that generates let's say fake data, because as I said we do not have a connection to the cloud,
right,
so in
right.
order to train our systems we need to still have this data, and how it works. Basically, we understand the use case, for example, coffee, and our algorithm generates like millions of ways how people can possibly ask for a coffee.
Oh, okay. And so you don't have to be specific. You must say just this one sentence.
No.
It's going to accept there is it, no however.
There is no difference between women and men, talking, kids, so accents, also everything is taken into consideration. And we use this mess of, it's like fake data. It's not human data. It's fake data to train these voice assistants for coffee lovers in this case.
Pretty amazing. And again, in this case, it's just coffee machine as an example. But imagine pretty much anything
yeah.
that you can operate,
Absolutely.
You can operate by voice. So that's pretty cool. You want more information, you have to visit them at snips.ai. AI? What? Not .com? No. .ai for artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
Snips, S-N-I-P-S. Jenya, thank you so much for
thank
spending
you very
a few
much
minutes
for
with
inviting.
Us. We'll let you get back to your very busy exhibit here in the part of
Absolutely.
The La French Tech area because there's a lot of people want to know and watch this happen and, of course, get a cup of coffee.
Obviously. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We'll, of course, also link you to her site and all of our guests here in Berlin when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany, and IFA, IFA. It's the 2018 edition here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.